I'm going right into the scripture. I'm reading the whole of John 17, 20 through 26. And then I'll a little bit later, I'll go to our focus verse. Our focus verse is John 17, 22 through 24. But I would like to, we're reading the whole of the 20 through 26. So if you'd like to follow along with me, please do. John 17, starting at verse 20. Jesus is praying and he says, I do not pray for these alone, meaning the disciples, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, pay attention to this, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and you have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I've known you. And these have known that you sent me. And I've declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. Our focus scripture this morning, verse 22 through 24 parts. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, you in me, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. That is verse 22, 23 parts of it, as well as 24. And we have notes if you need some paper to take notes, because it's going to be so fun today again. And our topic, what would Jesus pray? But we took it up a notch. What did Jesus pray? And today we're talking about his glory. So a little check-in from last week, because I don't know about y'all, it was kind of heavy for me. Was that heavy and deep for y'all last week? So how did you all experience that oneness? Just want you to think about it. I'm going to go through the questions. How did you experience it? Did it make you feel awkward? Did it empower you? Did it make you go deeper? How did you experience oneness that Christ prayed about in John 17, 20? And I think specifically 21 is what we focused on last week. 22, can't remember. But what was it like? What was it like for you, that oneness? When did you experience it most? Now I'm going to ask a question here. The assignment that Alpheus invited us to participate in with the coin prayer, did he say it was for the just for those two Sundays or for the month of August? Do y'all remember? Okay, good. For the whole month. Perfect, because I told y'all that's where that oneness, that's where it hit me, boom, in that prayer time, specifically in that prayer time. And I just wanted to, you know, invite you all into bringing this, the John 17 passage in. When did you experience it? Did you experience a sense of expansion? What we're getting down to is, how did it feel? How does it feel knowing that Jesus prayed that we would be one as he and the Father are one, coming from a place of God is in heaven out there and we're trying to make it and please him and thing. But this prayer right here in John 17, it was a huge shift for me. So today, as we talk about his glory, we're going to use the spiritual process of excavation and expansion to see a little bit clearer, to see a little bit deeper. So the excavation process that we're going to be talking about is spiritual discovery and mysteries revealed, and also expansion. That's going from transformation to where we are transcending. So what does excavation mean? Excavation means, or what does it mean for us to be excavated? That's where this process of us being, y'all listen to this, the act of making hollow by cutting, scooping, and digging out a part of a solid mass, like a big chunk of something. To uncover, to exhume, to unbury, to reveal. Say it after me. We are being excavated. We are being excavated. Yes, we are, y'all. Because guess what? All of those difficulties, hardships, those things that have really, really gave us a hard time, Holy Spirit is sharing with us that is digging out. That's that cutting. That's that scooping. That's that digging out of the solid mass. The solid mass is our sorrow. The solid mass is our sense of feeling unworthy. The solid mass is whatever is back here in the past and the scary thing that's in our future. The solid mass is that which ever keeps making us feel like we are unworthy. Look at somebody and say, but we are worthy. We are worthy. You know why we're worthy? We are one. Somebody say, we are number one. Wait. We're with the one. We're with the one. We're with the one. And when we're one with them, we are number one. Because how God gonna be number two? Let's not get it mixed up. It's not because of we ourselves. It's because of who God is. Come on, did he pray that we would be one? Now, we got to choose. I ain't never known for Jesus to be unworthy, insecure, doubtful, broke down, pitiful. Do y'all see Jesus as somebody dragging his tail? Come on now. Are we number one? Not because of him. Not because of us, but because of him. Okay? We have to make sure that whenever what we have learned tries to trick us and get us back, we have to remember we're going higher now. You can't get to the 51st floor if you don't ever pass floor number 13. Okay? Anybody going to the penthouse in Christ? Okay, well, get past floor number 13. Because otherwise you just keep on looking up. Don't keep looking up. Go up. Come on. Oh, Holy Spirit. Somebody say solid mass. dug out. Yeah, say that, dug out. Now, if y'all see these, can y'all see that? We've got what excavation looks like, some images of what happens on the ground, what happens on an archaeological dig. It's quit. See, last week after we talked, I went and looked at some archaeological documentaries and how they dig and dig and dig. Remember they told us last week, excuse me, remember we told us last week, see how it does. I don't mind being this kind of guinea pig. I will. We will. We will get this because I do believe there's a time where we go into I and we, but there's also a time when you got to stay in that spot. So they are helping me with it. But we watched. We led me. We led us. Y'all play with me, please. Because this really is not a joke. But now you see what we're working with and how far are we. You know, 51 floors is kind of dizzying. 13 is safe. What was it? Somebody said in a movie that he watched, he didn't stay past the 13th floor. He never would go above the 13th floor. And the person asked him, why do you not go beyond the 13th floor? He said, because the fire engine's ladders only go up to the 13th floor. And that ain't going past that. That's wisdom. Doesn't necessarily have to be fear, but 54 is a longer drop than 13, Jesus, okay? But if we're willing to get to where they are taking us, we're going to have to, you know, get rid of our fear of heights, if you will. So they are unearthing. We were talking about archaeology last week, and you don't just go out and pick up, you know, the bones of dinosaurs. You don't just go out and look, there's a tomb. What do you call those things? A sarcophagus. Yeah, so they were really working with me understanding how much digging and digging and digging and digging and intricate handiwork goes into excavation. That's what we are experiencing right now. We are going through some profound, serious spiritual excavation. But what is it? What is it good for? What does it do for us? It is about us being expanded. And expanded is the action of becoming larger or more, listen to this, becoming larger and more extensive. It means that there's growth, enlargement, development, and amplification. That is so awesome. That's what's happening to us. So today we're going to look at back in the month, we went over the topics that we talked about. We played catch up one Sunday. I did not know what's happening. I really did not. But now I understand because, y'all, it really is deep. It's getting deep for us. You don't just do an archaeological dig on floor 13. You literally go to floor 54. In a different direction. And it's all about our spiritual timeline between Christ's oneness and glory. Somebody say Christ's oneness and glory. Let's get real serious. Our oneness and glory. Breathe in. Because I get a little nervous teaching this part too. In January, we began with the end in mind. Let me start over. This is week 15 of us learning spiritual beings having a human experience, right? First week was in January, wisdom and folly kiss. Second and third part was in February, guard your heart. the heart of the matter, guarding our heart. And part of that is forgiveness as a form of guarding our heart. In March, that's where we went to the spiritual cleansing. Y'all remember that? Cleaning up. In April, we talked about taking the L, and the L being you got to know when to take the love, you got to know when to take the leave, and we also know how to take the lesson, because there is no loss in divine love. We were still being taught part five, spiritual beings having a human experience, and we learned about the dichotomy of the cross. Then in May and June, somebody say grace upon grace. It's going to take grace upon grace for us to get this oneness and glory for it to stick. Y'all understand me? And then, y'all understand us. And then parts 10 through 13 was about not finished, the weight of freedom, and how we experience waiting on God as either a weight or a difficulty. We're waiting patiently, wait, I say, on the Lord. And which brings up to us to where we are now. What is being shown to us is they have been eliminating just since January with us here, specifically focusing on spiritual beings having a human experience week after week after week. To pray, I have never had to pluck a chicken. I am so glad that all we have to do is go up in the store and pick it up off the thing. But back in the day, somebody know about wringing a chicken neck, plucking it. Did you have to do that, Miss Veda? Oh, praise God, I know you glad. But Miss Essie over here going, yes, rung and pluck. Say rung and pluck, Miss. That is almost like what God has been doing with us spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Some things I and us have had to be wrung out of us. That head had to be cut off. That's what he's doing a little bit right now. And all of these things that keep us from knowing how much we are one with them is just being plucked off. And that is called the theology of chicken in Christ Jesus. That's what it is, y'all. The expansion, those places where things have been excavated, where things have been extracted, they are bringing us to here and now. Because all of that got to be moved out of the way for us to hear and really allow the Holy Spirit to teach us. John 17:22. This make me cry. And the glory which you gave me, Jesus is talking to God. Listen to this. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them. Not so they can sing better. Not so they can talk better. Not so they can, you know, just. Not, I'm going to say just. But it says that we may be one. That they may be one. Jesus is giving us his glory. Not so we can get the big. That's why I wore the big head this morning, so I could say the big head. So we won't get the big head, but that we may be one with them. Okay? That they, Jesus said, that they may be one as we are one. Do you know you got to go deep down or way up to be one with Jesus? And then for Jesus, and to understand how was Jesus and God one? Well, that's what he said, that they may be one just as we are one. Y'all, I've been trying to feel that oneness. Oh, one of my favorite songs that I used to cry about and just love to listen to. Didn't understand till I looked at this. Just to be close to you, girl. Oh, I wanted to feel it. Oh, I had to tell you the truth. Miss Loretta, I did. Oh, just laying on myself. Oh, Jesus. Could I just have someone, Father, to just, I want to feel like that. Sing it again, Lionel. Come on. And then when I wanted to feel the closeness with our Father, I'd say it like that, just to be close to you. Lord Jesus, to, let's go digging. I gave my life. Let's go digging. I gave my life to Christ consciously, trying, when I was 13. Everybody know when they had that moment, when they gave, when they, you made up your mind and you gonna walk this path. I was 13. I remember one of my girlfriends said, good Lord, Katie, you always get saved during revival. Didn't you? Yeah, I know, but I might have messed up. Wait a minute, didn't you go last week? Yeah. You get saved every Friday. That's why Daddy won't let me go to football games. So here I am. Hey, so what I'm trying to say is, if G, come on, I wouldn't have been able to understand this when I was 13. See what I'm saying? I'm just beginning to understand what it means for me to be a spiritual being having a human experience. Straight up, I have forgotten to say 1% more spiritual. Yeah, I ain't said it in a while. It's easy, but that's the beauty of excavation. That is why he is telling us here and now. Could that be why we have such a hard time? Could that be why it seems so rough and so tough? Because we're missing a key ingredient. Can you make an egg without a cake? And can you make a cake without an egg? Can you make a cake without an egg? It's called cornbread or something. I don't know, but y'all understand it ain't no cake. Something is not right. Could it be a part of our struggle and a part of our emptiness and part of that disconnect? It's because I didn't know about John. I didn't know about John 17. I read it and I still didn't get it. That's why I can appreciate the timeline. We weren't ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I wasn't ready. But now, come on, get ready, get ready, get ready. Are y'all ready? It's time out for us to be separate from him. It's time for us to be one. And they told me, what do you think COVID was about? And he said, I in them and you in me. Reboot. I know I kept going right after I slipped that little spot in there. Somebody say, yeah, it was a reboot. Everybody was scared. I mean, I'm sure it was bishops that were scared. I didn't know what I thought. But there was some fear going on. Excuse me, y'all. That's my phone. I'm not going to stop it. So that's what COVID was about. It wasn't all earthly. It wasn't all just whatever. For every physical event that is so transforming, we have to be slow enough, delicate enough, one with them enough, with us enough to recognize what's going on spiritual. This word, I'm going to say it boldly. I do not believe the truth of what this word is saying could have come before COVID. We didn't have any reason. We were doing pretty good. We were on a nice little brrr. Something had to be extracted. Something had to be blown up so that the expansion could happen here and now. Why? That we may be one, that they may be one, just as we are one. That they may behold my glory. Look at this. That they may behold my glory. That they may behold my glory, which you have given me. See, I don't think that we can behold his glory fully whenever we don't quite get being one. Because there'll always be this distance. Even though we're told to come boldly to the mercy seat, I've skulked. Felt kind of funny. Ooh, Jesus, if only. Not if you're one. Come on, baby, you've been married a long time, Miss Goodine. I'm sure you and Kenny just be like, look, this one right here, my bad. I know I hurt your feelings. I know I missed. Dude, my bad. And you know, mother. He'd be all right. Might have to give you a minute. May not even have to. It might be just the fact that you owned it. Didn't place blame. Didn't make excuses. They are inviting us. We are being invited to where eagles soar. Y'all seen an eagle lately? No. Because eagles are up there. They're set apart, and they're inviting us to be less like a chicken so our necks won't be wrung and be more like an eagle, and we'll be a nationally protected bird. Kill an eagle and see, don't you go to prison. Just saying. The theology of birds and us being able to understand our oneness. Now y'all know why we have so much fun together. Embracing Christ's gift. Now we got to know what glory is. Glory is that great praise, the splendor, and the honor of God. The glory of God is the splendor that comes from God. The glory of God is the expression, I love this, the expression of God's personhood. Is that not all right? The expression of God, the Holy Spirit is saying the expression of God's personhood is twofold. One, it's everybody in this building physically, and his personhood is all that is like him that we consciously allow to come out. That's the expression of God's personhood, because sometimes we're not always there, but his personhood is, and that's what brings us back to safety. It is any manifestation of God's character, any manifestation of God's attribute, and guess what? Now it is given unto us through Christ Jesus. That's humbling. But not only is that humbling, it's challenging. Now is not the time to say, I'm all of that. Now we get to look at, oh my goodness, what is that which Jesus gave us? He prayed this, 24, that they may behold my glory. See, if we don't understand his glory, we can't truly see his glory. And sometimes you just may not know what kind of gift you have. That's what I said to my last boyfriend. My bad that you can't see, but I'm going to see God's glory, all right? Look at somebody and say, oh, we're going to see God's glory. Because when we see that, then we can see what Jesus gave us. Take it back. What does it mean to behold? Behold is to see, to observe a thing or person, especially, listen to this, a remarkable or impressive one. That's to behold. That's what Jesus said. Let them behold my glory. Let them appreciate it. Let them catch on. Let them comprehend it. Let them conceive it. Let them grasp it. Let them know it. Let them perceive it. Let them recognize, see, sense, maintain, retain, and understand. Behold. Now behold the Lamb. Behold the glory of the Lamb, because a bloodshed price was paid for us to receive a gift that God gave Jesus, excuse me, that God gave himself in Jesus through the Holy Spirit to us. I think it's Isaiah 48 that says, and God will not give his glory to anyone. It's somewhere in the Old Testament. I know that I believe that I remember hearing God does not share his glory. Now I get it. He won't share it. Here, I'm giving this to you. I'm not sharing. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving this to you. No, share me. I got have. You got have. This is yours. No, I'm not giving you some. You ain't getting the corner. You getting all of it. I'm giving this to you. God gave it to me. I'm giving it to you. Mr. God gave me, Jay, God gave it to you. God gave it to me. I'm giving it to you. That's like I got a pocket full of money. Here, I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving this, Miss Veda, to you. Deneen, I'm giving this to you. Brandon, here, I'm giving this to you. He didn't say share. Glory to God, verbs. You right. He ain't going to share his glory. Praise God. He gave it. Because see, if I share something with you, you're just getting a part. Oh, glory to God. I didn't see that coming, Holy Spirit. Jesus. Ooh. He didn't share. He ain't going to share. He gave it all. Oh, God. He gave it all? Come on. What is this? What is death on the cross? Jesus, that's giving it all. Jesus, he didn't share it, Isaiah. You right, dude. He gave it all. And then Isaiah 53 says, who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Oh, somebody say, reveal, reveal, reveal. Oh, y'all, there's some revealing going on in here. Y'all hear me? Why? John 17. It is for us to have the faith to believe in our oneness and the glory that Christ prayed. He prayed for us to have in them. To have an appreciation for that oneness and that glory. Y'all, what if the glory is, what? You know how you get stuck? Y'all ever been stuck whenever you backed in a hole or maybe whenever it snowed and you had to have somebody to come and pull you out? Vroom. Sometimes you need a boost. Your battery ain't dead, but it's going clunk, clunk. That's what this is for us spiritually. I don't know about y'all, but I need something to get over the hump. Have y'all been feeling stuck? You know, maybe you needed a little something. Okay, this is what they are giving us, glory. I'm not just saying it. I am just a vessel. Oops. Not just. We are vessels. They keep checking me in front of y'all. We are vessels, and because of the glory, we're never just anything. Because of what we carry, who are we one with, who we are one with. Ooh, y'all, this. Oh, I forgot to show y'all this. Could y'all see the picture? Do y'all see the hand? Do y'all see under the bright light? Does that not look like a hand to y'all? Do I need to go up there and point, or is my eyes playing? See where the bright sunlight is? Where the bright sun, and just that it looks like a hand. It looks like a thumb and the hands together. Do y'all see it? Do you see it? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? What is it like when we are being shared the intimate, deep things that you just don't see coming? But they prepared us ever since January. 15 weeks, 14 weeks, they prepared us for this. Or maybe it was just me. I'm not going to be funny because, you know, I have to take little steps and sometimes, you know, sometimes you don't just get it, but I get it. And I think that's what they are showing us. They want us to get that Jesus prayed for us. Oh, please stand on your feet. He didn't just pray that one, that his glory. Now y'all got something to work on and chew on and think about this week too. Oh, Lord in heaven. That we may be one. Now he done turned around and gave us his glory. What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? Look at somebody and say, what are you going to do with that which God has given you? He didn't share it. Isaiah is absolutely right. He didn't share it. He gave it. He gave it, and he gave his life to prove it. Let's get jiggy with it. We gave it, and we gave our life. We gave our life. What does oneness mean for us? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for extracting, excavating, and expanding us to receive your word. Lord, from the time that we started to this point now, you have been extracting, eliminating, excavating, and expanding us, preparing us. Much like you said about John the Baptist, prepare you the way of the Lord. We've been crying in the wilderness we didn't know. We've been living for you, longing for you, thirsting for you, hungering for you, looking for you, feeling inept, unworthy of you. And now, God, we thank you for bringing us to a place where you said, those who have an ear, let them hear. Lord, give us the ears to hear, the spirit in us to allow the spirit in us to do its work, to open our eyes. Oh, Lord, let us cry so those windows can be clean so we can see your glory. What you gave us. And Lord, we thank you that it is for your name's sake. And we share in partnership with that name. One, we thank you, Father. Thank you for being so generous with us. Thank you for being so splendid with us. Thank you for knowing what we need, when we need it, and when we are able to eat and receive it. Lord, thank you for giving us some strong teeth to chew on this and let it be in us. Thank you, bread of heaven. Thank you for feeding us that we want no more. And now as we leave this place, may we leave this place remembering we are one with God the Father. We are one with God the Son. We are one with God the Holy Spirit. And we leave here knowing and believing in our oneness and the glory that has been given us. Let Christ's glory truly open our eyes, the eyes of our spirit, so that we are deeply aware of what Christ prayed for us, knowing that we may be one as he and the Father are one, that we may be with him where he is, and that we may behold his glory, which the Father gave him and he to us. And now we go forth in our newfound oneness and glory with the Father, with the Son, with God the Holy Spirit, and God with us. For our name's sake, for their name's sake, for our all name's sake, and for their and our glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.